Hello, welcome to Think Digital, Act Human. This is a podcast from the Department for Education. It's where we tell the everyday stories of digital specialists working on extraordinary projects. What you're about to hear is a bonus episode just in time for Christmas. This is an extended version of a chat that I had with Shafika Gunton about the Get Help with Technology program. You're about to hear an insight into Shaf's journey to becoming a program delivery manager. So that's a delivery manager that sits across a whole range of different projects and looks after a whole portfolio of things. She gives advice for anyone who's looking to work in product, particularly useful if you want to work in product in the civil service. And she also talks about what's next for the Get Help with Technology brand. Hello, Shaf.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, full disclosure, Shaf is my manager. So, but don't you worry. It's not going to affect how I treat Shaf in this podcast. Shaf, you're one of the most amazing people I know. So, no, I'm joking. Okay, so Shaf, tell us what your job title is and what your kind of area of responsibility is at the DfE.
Sure. So I'm a program delivery manager. So that's a bit of a fancy title for somebody who manages programs of digital delivery. So at the minute, I have a couple of clusters of policy areas, the early years sector, schools, and FE, which is further education.
So you're kind of looking at programs that help or create like services from people who are like real kids, like toddlers almost, to, you know, adults in further education. So it spans the whole gamut. Right. So when it comes to Get Help with Tech, as I understand it, and frankly, my understanding may be wrong, that's absolutely fine, let me know. But as I understand it, with Get Help with Tech, that kind of program rolling out like laptops and other kind of digital infrastructure to help kids with their remote education, that was the need for that was kind of tailing off a bit. And then you spotted an opportunity for the brand to live again. Is that right?
I did. And that's kind of like what a program delivery manager does. Where teams are doing the really good digital delivery, program delivery managers are looking up and across and around and actually seeing where we can join up our services, where we can reuse common components, basically not reinventing the wheel, not duplicating effort. And again, spotting opportunities, as you've said. So we've got this incredible brand from this amazing service that teams have built in the pandemic, and they built it quickly and they're doing great stuff and they're meeting user needs and, you know, making sure that young people can still have access to an education. So really, really valuable, really important. I've been working on something called the Digital Standards for Technology. So these are core standards that schools will need to look to when buying and procuring technology. Now, producing that content on its own isn't going to solve the whole problem. And actually, you know, as you know, Adobe, you've worked on these things yourself. We need to be looking at solving the whole problem, not just a piece of it. So very much thinking about how we can create a family of services that help users when they're trying to buy or procure technology, because it's such a broad problem space. There's lots of problems within this problem. And, you know, by utilizing a brand that's successful and is trusted, we could look at bringing all of these initiatives and new ones under one umbrella.
So this is about, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is about literally doing what it says on the tin. If a school or an FE college wants to get help with tech, then this is, you're creating something that will help them with that. Is that right?
Exactly. So you've hit the nail on the head. We want to make sure that it does what it says on the tin, and that's get help with technology. And as I mentioned, it's such a broad space. You could get help with laptops. You could get help with broadband. You could get help with moving to the cloud. You could get help with buying cabling. The list is endless. And our challenge is actually, you know, where do we start? And where is the most valuable thing that we can do first? And what is the minimum we could learn before moving on to the next thing and building the next thing? But essentially what we want to do first is bring it all together. So kind of create a bit more of a streamlined, seamless user journey rather than having just pockets of services here, there and everywhere.
So if I'm a school leader hearing this, that sounds very exciting, a brave new world. When is this all going to happen? When can I get my hands on whatever the service is going to be?
Oh, you're going to tie me now to deadlines. I think we're aiming to have something from the next financial year. So it might just be something, you know, we're working in an agile way. So it will be, you know, the minimum viable thing that we can launch. And in my mind, it looks very much like a homepage that brings all this together on gov.uk. And we're working with some amazing content designers and service designers to help us solve that design challenge, is how do we present all of this? Because the risk is, if you try and put everything together without understanding the user journeys and user needs and mapping that out correctly, you're at risk of advertising everything but reaching no one. So there's a few things that we're working through, some knotty design challenges that will help us unlock some of that over the next few months.
Okay, so that's really interesting to me, is that you have this idea of a problem in your head as the kind of like program lead, and then you have also an idea of what this could look like, some sort of thing that brings together lots of different kind of like services that help schools and educators get help with tech. But you must know, as like a program lead, that if you're putting a product manager on that, they may turn around and say, well, you know, Shaf, like, that idea of a website, that's not what people want. They want an all singing, all dancing mobile app thing. Are you prepared to have that, you know, that kind of recommendation come back and be something completely different from what you had asked for?
I'm not only prepared, Adobe, I welcome it. I love it when, you know, people come back and say, you know, we've done the research, we've gathered some data, and this is what the data is telling us, this is what our users are telling us. I think certainly when you start kind of like early strategic thinking, you have to have some idea of what this thing could be. But ultimately, we need to start with the problem statements and actually start with what are the problems we're trying to solve. And I love giving those problems to people like yourself who are, you know, incredible at going away and trying to solve them. So yeah, welcome that feedback. Absolutely.
Okay, so a couple more questions for you. One, we like to always dig into the background of the guests that we have on this show just to find out, how did you get here? I happen to know you used to be a product manager at one stage. You told me that. So what are the kind of steps that took you to get to this level where you're over so many different product managers and project?
I don't know how far back you want me to go. I think we could go back to 13 years ago when I built my first website using Dreamweaver and it was just a drag and drop horrible thing. But yeah, I think that's when my interest in building digital things and helping people, you know, solving people's problems through digital, that's kind of when it started. I think I've always been really busy in terms of managing or looking after a family of services or websites in what you would call it in the private sector. So I've always had that experience. I guess it's a bit of, you know, enjoying and loving what I do, a bit of fate, you know, the right thing at the right time coming along. But the reason why I'm at DfE is probably down to the fact that in my hometown of Scarborough, I help set up an engineering academy for young people and actually help them have a chance at something else other than the kind of, you know, usual regular jobs, which is great, but actually expose them to a whole world of STEM careers. And I think that's where I started to get really interested in wanting to become a civil servant and going above and beyond just creating websites, you know, that help people buy things.
So then you move from that to a product management role inside the Department for Education?
DfE, yeah, in DfE. And yeah, I was kind of, again, looking after a suite of services. And yeah, it just got kind of, you know, the program delivery manager role came up. I went for the EOI, I was successful. I then applied for the job permanently.
The OI, you said?
EOI, expression of interest. So yeah, I think you have to juggle things, multiple things, at the same time. And that's fine. I think I've always worked that way. And I think that's where I thrive. The key thing is I get to work with so many different people. My program's really rich and diverse in people and thought. And, you know, I get to work with people like yourself, Adobe, who, you know, I give you these challenging problems to solve. And with a team of digital specialists, you go and solve them.
Thank you. Your check is in the post later, Shaf. So is that the final thing, really, is just, is there anything that you like, any piece of advice for other people doing product in the either in the public sector or in the private sector who were maybe they have the program delivery role, or they're trying to kind of build build that function where they are. Is there any sort of thing you want to tell them or any further piece of advice?
Yeah, I think the advice, if I was saying, you know, looking at myself 10 years ago, talking to myself 10 years ago, I'd say, be brave. Do you know what? If things don't go the way they should, if you make a mistake, if you break something, that's fine. You know, you learn from it and that's okay. Don't be put off by, I guess, the size or scope of the job at hand. Just try it. You know, you can always change it. You can always do something else and that's okay. But just be bold and be a bit brave.
Perfect. What a great note to end on. Thanks to everyone who's listening. We really hope that you enjoyed it and we hope you have a relaxing Christmas break. A big thank you to our guest, Shafika Gunton, Programme Delivery Manager here at DfE Digital and Technology. This pod was brought to you by the Department for Education. Our producers are Rosie Roth, Louise Mullen, Nessie Williams and Leila Hafar. And I'm your host, Adobe Ifatual. Join us next time in the new year. Goodbye.